Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I'm struggling. Yeah, you go, Beth, we know you're struggling. But I really am. I really don't care about the tweets. I really don't care about the polls. I really don't care about democracy. I care about America. The Constitutional Republic. You remember, where we, the people, are the ones in charge? It's almost disgusting lately to listen to the news, and I mean all the news. Russia. The president tweeted. The hate Trump people, and they're claiming that they're not the violent ones, that they're just defending themselves. And the Congress that does nothing. The girls on The View who know nothing but spout out often. I'm fed up with all of them. I'm kind of like the mom that's had enough. I have had enough. Unless we the people get serious, this nation is done. We're the only hope it has. Free market will not return. There'll be no affordable anything. There'll be no independence because too many keep voting for socialism, communism, corporatism, Big King Government Incorporated. There'll be no future because we think life has no value but our own. It's disposable and, hey, marketable. We can sell it. We can sell those baby parts. I guess I've reached that age. I guess I've reached that age. Today's my birthday. But I'm not a quitter. I'm not a quitter. Are you? Are you ready to quit on America? Are you willing to stand before the innocent? Are you willing to stand for the innocent? Excuse me. Are you willing to fight for your own independence? Or are you okay with condemning your kids, your grandkids, and your great-grandkids to a life of slavery with King Government's thumb down upon them, where there is no longer any true American dream? I'm not. And I'll fight and scream and talk as long as I can to try to bring America back on track, to try and bring America home. Don't say you're wasting your time, Beth. Don't say you're throwing your life away, Beth, because I don't want to have to look in the face of my kiddos and say, yeah, I did nothing. I don't want to stand before our Lord and say, I stood for nothing. I didn't stand for you. I love you. I believe in you, but I didn't stand for you. I stood for a watered-down version of your word because I didn't want to offend and I didn't share because I would offend. I won't do this. I refuse to do this. And I pray that we remain, that I will remain brave and steadfast. And that you will stand with me. Will you? Will you stand with me? Now, I received a little something in an email. And then I received something from the Daily Signal. And I want to compare them, if you will allow me today. Now, the email, you know, it's one of those cutesy things. You know, you get these facts. Did you know? This is kind of an interesting thing. It says, greetings, here are some historical facts about Japan. He says, I think it's worth the read, folks. And I thought, well, I don't know. Well, anyway, I started reading it. It says they lost the war but won the peace. Hiroshima has returned to what it was economically before the atomic bomb was dropped. Did you know that? Japan prevents the use of mobile phones in trains and restaurants and indoors. And for the first six primary years, Japanese students must learn ethics in dealing with people. You mean they don't give them safe spaces? Even though one of the richest people in the world, the Japanese do not have servants. The parents are responsible for the house and the children. There is no examination for the first to the third primary level because of the goal of education is to instill concepts and character building. If you go to a buffet restaurant in Japan, you will notice people only eat as much as they need without any waste because food must not be wasted. The rate of delayed trains, I thought this was interesting, in Japan is about 7 seconds per year. They appreciate the value of time and are very punctual to the minutes and to the seconds. Children in school, they brush their teeth sterile and clean their teeth after each meal in school, teaching them to maintain their health from an early age. Japanese students take half an hour to finish their meals to ensure proper digestion. Because students are you ready for this? The future of Japan. They value the life of their children so much. They're the future of Japan. The Japanese focus on maintaining their culture. I guess they're nationalists, huh? Therefore, no political leader or prime minister from an Islamic nation has visited Japan, not the Ayatollah of Iran, the King of Saudi Arabia, or even the Saudi Prince. Japan is a country keeping Islam at bay, at putting strict restrictions on Islam and all Muslims. Japan is the only nation that does not give citizenship to Muslims. In Japan, permanent residency is not given to Muslims. There is a strong ban on the propagation of Islam in Japan. In the University of Japan, Arabic or any Islamic language is not taught. One cannot import a Quran published in the Arabic language. According to data published by the Japanese government, it has given temporary residency to only two Muslims who must follow the Japanese law, the law of the land in Japan. These Muslims should speak Japanese and carry out their religious rituals in their homes. Japan is the only country in the world that has a negligible number of embassies, negative Islamic countries. Muslims residing in Japan are the employees of foreign companies. Even today, visas are not granted to Muslim doctors, engineers, or managers sent by foreign companies. In the majority of companies, it is stated in their regulations that no Muslims should apply for a job. The Japanese government is the opinion that Muslims are the fundamentalists, and even in the era of globalization, they are not willing to change their Muslim laws. There's more here. And I've got a point to this because I want you to understand what's going on here in the United States of America. And it's starting out, well, it's not starting out, but the article I have is a law from Hawaii. Where have we gone? 877-895-5410. And we will be, I hope, right back. We'll be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, I've been giving you some little facts. I don't know if they're necessarily all true or not. I think they probably are. And I'm not going to get into the other things that may be taking place in Japan. But these are the facts that have come to me, whether, like I said, I don't have any way to check them. But when we stopped at number 12, I wasn't giving them by number. I was just giving them out there. Muslims cannot, in Japan, even rent a house. If anyone comes to know that his neighbor is Muslim, then the whole neighborhood stays alert. Wow. What if that would have happened in, where was that, where they witnessed those neighbors that they knew they were up to something, but they were afraid to turn them in because they'd be called bigots and racists. It goes on to say, no one can start an Islamic cell or Arabic madrasa in Japan. There is no Sharia law in Japan. If a Japanese woman marries a Muslim, she is considered an outcast forever. And according to Kumiko Yagi, professor of Arab Islamic Studies in Tokyo, University of Foreign Studies, there is a mind frame in Japan that Islam is a very narrow-minded religion and one should stay away from it. The Japanese might have lost the war, but they are in charge of their country. There are no bombs going off in crowded businesses or centers. There is no honor killings and no killing of innocent children or anyone else. So it says at the end of that, think about it. Think about it. So what do we have in this nation? I wrote down here on the top of this, this is why America will never be great again until we get rid of Planned Parenthood and stop killing innocent babies. Stop killing the future of this nation. Hawaii is going to force pro-life pregnancy centers to advertise free abortions. Think about the respect Japanese have in Japan have for their children. And think about how we are here in the United States of America. Like I said in the monologue, we only think the life that matters is our own. All five of Hawaii's pro-life pregnancy centers will be forced to choose between advertising free abortions and defying the state's demand starting Wednesday after Governor David Ige, allowed a mandatory disclaimer bill to become law Tuesday night. Now, this is dated July 13th, so this was actually last week. Mirroring a 2015 California law, Hawaii's edict forces locally funded, not government funded, pregnancy centers to post and distribute to each client a notification that the state offers free abortions, as well as a website link on where and how to schedule taxpayer-funded abortion. The mandate reads like this. This clinic does not provide abortion services or abortion referrals. Only ultrasounds performed by qualified healthcare professionals and read by licensed clinicians should be considered medically accurate. Hawaii has public programs that provide immediate, free, or low-cost access to comprehensive family planning services, including all FDA-approved methods of contraception, prenatal care, and abortion for eligible women. To apply for medical insurance coverage that will cover the full range of family planning and prenatal care services, apply online at mybenefits.hawaii.gov. First of all, abortion is a lie. It is not a contraceptive. It is not a medical procedure to save a life. It is a procedure to take a life. So they're going to demand these clinics, and most of these clinics are funded by Christians. No government money. They're self-funding, outside-funded, I should say. They're going to demand that they offer, at least tell their clients that you can go get a free abortion over here. But they will not force abortion clinics to have ultrasounds or to offer prenatal care to mothers. No, they don't. They offer birth control pills and other things. Don't be fooled by this mammogram issue. They give mammograms. You've never heard them say they give prenatal care, have you? Let's move on here. Unlike abortion businesses, the state provides no funding for the pregnancy centers it targets with the law. Pregnancy centers found out of compliance could be slapped with a $500 citation for the first time, for the first offense, and after that $1,000 per offense for subsequent refusal to advertise abortions. The law also opens non-compliance centers up to individual civil suits. Do you think they have an agenda here? Do you think that this is taking the best interest of any mother, any child, or the future of this nation to heart or to mind? Hawaii's pregnancy help organizations are delivering caring, compassionate help for women and families at absolutely zero cost to the state taxpayers. This is coming from Jor L. Godsey, and he's president of Heartbeat International. I want to get him on. An affiliation network that includes three Hawaiian centers. He said, no woman should ever feel so trapped that she feels abortion is her only option. But this is exactly the situation laws like these create. Did I not say this a long time ago? That they are taking advantage of desperate women who know not where to turn. This gentleman here says, and they're going to fight this, failure is not an option for us. Let me add, failure is not an option for America. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine. You guys got a good program going. It's always delightful. I wanted to make comments on abortion. Whatever happened to adoption?
Yes.
They should promote that. Okay.
Why don't they force Planned Parenthood to offer places to go for adoptions? They don't even offer prenatal care. The woman has no option but abortion.
I've got one other comment, and that is, if you look at the problem from an engineering viewpoint, the problem is this. The undesirable result is abortion. Hmm. Okay? Guess what? If you write into the law that if a woman chooses abortion, that she also gets neutered, you'll see the abortions disappear.
But that's not what they want, Roger. That's not what they want. They want to be free to do whatever they want and not be responsible.
And, hey, what's wrong with that? If you neuter a woman, she ain't going to have no more abortions, is she?
That's true, but I'm saying that's not what they want.
It shows you how crooked the whole scheme is.
It is. It's a money scheme. For one thing, it's a money scheme. And another thing, this law, it detracts. It takes people. I mean, what other company is going to be forced to advertise for someone else? Here, we don't do this, but they do that. You can go over to their house, to their building, to their business. And it's not really even a business because they're offering this free, and it's not even state funded or federally funded like Planned Parenthood.
No such thing as free. Somebody pays a price.
Well, no, there are other people paying for it, but to the clients is what I was saying, to the women and to the state. It's not costing the state anything. We're going into a break. Roger, thank you so much. Appreciate your call.
Bye bye.
This is a problem. This is a big problem in America. This is going to bring us down. I really believe that this sin is going to bring us down. And these feminists, I am sick of them. I am sick to death of them. They need to grow up or go somewhere else. 877-895-5410. Are you wearing pink today? They don't like you to wear pink. I found that out this weekend. Melania was in trouble from the feminists because she was wearing pink. 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I started out telling you that I really don't care what they're doing. I do care. But I'm tired of them playing this political game. And do you understand what they're doing to you? Do you understand every time they obstruct the President of the United States, I don't care if you voted for him or not, they are slapping the American people in the face. Listen to this. I'm going to get back on Hawaii here in a second, but I want you to listen to this. This is offensive to me. I'm not really in a bad mood. Like I said, it's my birthday. I'm not really in a bad mood. I've got a friend taking me out for ice cream later this afternoon, but James Carville, he says it's difficult for the Dems to take back the Senate in Trump County, in Trump country. Trump country. I don't know about you, but that's offensive to me. This isn't Trump country. That's apparently how he's looking at it. Because, excuse me, he's an idiot. I've listened to him. He's got a filthy, vulgar mouth. And he's the head of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is completely out of touch with the American people, except for those who want under the thumb of the government. They want everything handed to them. They don't care if they're independent as long as they don't have to work. But he's the Democratic strategist, and calls, and his name's James Carville, and he believes it'll be very, very difficult for the party to take back the Senate in 2018. Well, it may not be if the Republicans keep being stupid like they are. Yeah, I'm not in very good mood with the politicians today, am I? You know, I tried to catch up on the news. I had a really busy weekend, and I tried to catch up on the news late last night. And it's just the same thing over and over and over again. And then I pick up this paper, and I see what's going on in Hawaii. Why isn't anybody talking about that? The Daily Signal is. Why isn't anybody talking about that? Why do we care about these tweets? Why do we care about this? Why do we want to trap somebody in this Russian box, which I don't believe squat about? Maybe I'm the one wrong. I think this is more important. I believe this is more important. This gentleman says failure is not an option, and it is not an option. Why do you think the Republican Party can't seem to defund, to repeal Obamacare? Because they don't want to. It's just that simple. They do not want to. They want national health care, except for a few, just like the Democrats. They want to make it packaged a little better. They want to stroke you on the back, make you think you're getting something. We're not getting anything. We're given everything. $200 billion, is it? To subsidize insurance companies because they're asking them to cover people that have existing conditions without an extra charge. Insurance is a gamble. They're gambling you're not going to get sick, and you're gambling I might get sick. Well, apparently the government wants in on that piece of the pie. So it's going to be another tax. They didn't remove the taxes, you know? They didn't want to do that. You know, they're going to get the naysayers on there. So they didn't want to do that. And, of course, the Democrats, it doesn't look a whole lot different than Obamacare. And they're just screaming how people are going to die. It's just this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And yet they keep funding the murdering of innocent unborn children, the future of this nation. And they stand up and scream about it's the right of the woman to have an abortion. No, it's not. That is a lie. Out of the 5 pro-life pregnancy centers in Hawaii, 1 center, a place for women in Wapeo, I know I'm saying these names wrong, is a direct outreach of a church located on the campus of Calvary Chapel, Pearl Harbor. All the centers are operated and funded by Christians who have formed the organizations as life-affirming alternatives to abortion. National Pro-Life Group, National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, Alliance Defending Freedom, boy, that's a long one, and the American Center for Law and Justice are all 3 planning to challenge the law in state and federal courts, contending for free speech, and free exercise of religion rights on behalf of the centers. They keep screaming democracy, which is not freedom. We went through this last week. They keep screaming democracy when we are a republic. If we could keep it. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers both Hawaii and California, upheld California's law back in 2016, so it's unlikely the law will be stopped there. Like the California law, this law violates the fundamental constitutional rights of freedom of speech and freedom of religion. The matter is clear. If we win our case against California at the Supreme Court, then we will also win the Hawaii case. Failure is not an option for us. It's not an option for those unborn babies either. We're a nation who doesn't care about life anymore. We care about self. And these feminists, I'm not going to finish. This is a very long, long article going into detail of this. I remember talking about this when they did it in California. We've become a nation that doesn't care about anybody but self. They had this news release or this news, I don't know, what do you call it, report last night. And the feminists were upset because Melania showed up in a pink dress. Not that it was just pink, but it was feminine. It didn't look like it was business. It was feminine. She was pretty. So I guess if you're a businesswoman, you're not allowed to dress nice. You're not allowed to wear pink. You know, red is the power. Well, you know, I've got a little plaque up in my bathroom where my vanity is, my mama's vanity. I got that after she passed away. Pink is more than a color, it's an attitude. Maybe the feminists need to get a little pink attitude. Because I believe in the power of women. I believe that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And you know what, women? We've stopped rocking the cradle. We've been spoiling the kids and not teaching them ethics, not teaching them character, not teaching them how to be men, how to be women. But oh, poor little Billy, oh, poor little Susie. Why don't you just come up here on Mama's lap? Well, there is a time for that. But there's a time they got to toughen up and realize they're going to face the world. And if you're a female and you're going to be in business, you wear your pink. Get out there and wear your pink, Melania. I'm all for it. Now, me and Melania, we don't agree on everything. I want you to know that. But me and the feminists, we don't agree on much of anything. Because I believe in life. And I believe in male and female. And I believe in the American dream. And they're killing it. 877-895-5410. It's not Trump's country. It's we the people's country. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abusive of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CNC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I gained a year. I gained a year today, and that's okay, because I'm in pretty good spirits, even though it doesn't sound like it. But I am disappointed in this nation. I am really disappointed in this nation. We're going to go to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Oh, I'm just fine. And I want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
I had one yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday to you as well.
Thank you. Hit that 6'5 mark.
But you're a little ahead of me, but not by much.
July's a terrific month. On abortion, I married a second time back about 2000 in Belarus. And I learned a lot about communism. It's still a communist country. And under the old Soviet Union in Belarus, the Soviet Union in general, they didn't provide pregnancy, birth control pills.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't do it. And what they did, they provided abortions.
This was a Planned Parenthood clinic?
No. In the old Soviet Union.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got lost there.
Yeah, they would not do
birth control, but they would do abortions.
Yeah, the pills.
Okay.
They gave abortions. And my sister-in-law used to do them.
Oh.
They had women. They were not even really trained in villages, and they would provide the abortions.
Mm.
That's how the Soviet Union handled it. They wouldn't do any pills at all.
Mm.
But I really like what you were saying. The way you put the last part of what you were talking, you put together the beauty that's being lost, the really, really just incredible God's beauty that's being destroyed
mm-hmm.
by satanic forces in this country.
It is.
And when I see all these young women, like, say, at a counter if we're getting a cup of coffee or something, or everywhere, they're loaded with tattoos, head to toe, and the crudeness of dress. It's bringing us all down. So to look at ugliness just rubs into you. Mm-hmm. Just rubs. I mean, I don't know a good way to explain it is.
I think I know what you mean. I always wonder what brings somebody to do that, and that in and of itself I'm not concerned about as much as it's what's on the inside and the attitude. And the feminists, you know, picking on Melania this weekend because she wore a pink dress and had a little bow on the side. It was very feminine looking. But she's a woman of power. I mean, she knows what she's about. And like I said, I don't agree with her on everything. I think she wants the government to pay for some things that I don't think the government should be paying for. But, you know, I see her genuine. And some of these feminists, I don't see them as genuine. I just see them as angry women. I just see them as, you know, they need to get a life. Anyway, they need to accept who they are and embellish it. I mean, it's a beautiful thing what God has made with women and with men. I mean, it's a beautiful creation, and they want to make it into this perverted mess, you know, where you're not necessarily the sex you were born. It's whatever gender you decide you are. And that's just a bunch of baloney. And I'm just not accepting it. And those who are trapped in that, I feel bad for them because they're not well. And I know that people are going to gasp at what is Beth saying, but I don't believe that they're well. And instead of helping them get sicker, I think we should help them understand what's going on. And I don't know. Anyway, thank you, Kevin, for your call.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. It's a very good way to put it.
Thank you,
Bethany.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate
Happy
it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Going to go get me some Central Dairy ice cream today. Anybody that's in Central Missouri, they know what that is. I had several articles here, but I'm about to run out of time. It's bothersome to me that we're putting up with this Ninth Circuit Court. It bothers me that we even bring things to that we've come to this place in America where life has no value. What I read about Japan, they value the life. They value their culture. They value who they are. And they don't have anybody blowing anything up there. Now, I don't know that I necessarily appreciate everything about Japan. But could we not learn a lesson to value our children as they do? When will we start protecting the children instead of neglecting and pampering the children? As mothers, you know, there's a time to coddle them, and there's a time to tell them, you know, you fell down, you skinned your knee, get up. There's a time when you have to teach the children. They have to be responsible for their actions. I told you not to touch the hot stove. You touched the hot stove, you got burned. As adults, it's not any different. The hippie era of our day, when I was a youngster, I was not a hippie. Mom and Daddy didn't allow that. They had the free sex movement. And that's what we're dealing with today. They want everything to be free without responsibility. That kind of freedom is not liberty. It's chaos. Rule of law, morality, and the rule of laws that we cling to in this nation, or we should be clinging to in this nation, are based off biblical law. But we've lost that. Hawaii is going to force a pregnancy center that's helping women with their pregnancies to advertise free abortions. They're going to force them to do that. It's not even a clinic that's there to make money. It's a clinic that's there just to help as a mission, as a ministry funded by Christians who care about these women. Planned Parenthood doesn't care about the women. We've seen too many times what they care about. And it's that almighty dollar. And the D.C. occupiers refuse to defund them. Republicans and Democrats alike. They refuse to defund them. Why don't they defund Planned Parenthood? Because they don't want to. Why do we have taxes high? Because they want them that way. Why is health care high and complicated? Because they want it that way. Don't be fooled. They want it, or it wouldn't be there. It's up to we the people. It's only up to we the people. It's not Trump's country, as the head of the Democrat Party would say. It's not Trump country. It's we the people country. And if you don't like it up there in D.C., well, you know, it's our fault they're there. But as far as I'm concerned, these feminists, these liberal socialists, they can go somewhere else. You know, Cuba probably needs some more people. Why don't they go there? Maybe they should go to Russia. They seem to like it a lot. You know what? Value life, value liberty, and let's work together to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.